Yo, yo, yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. Our next guest has some guys for you to watch out for and some guys for you to stay away from at the upcoming Masters. Mark Zucchino from Golf Talk Canada joins us once again. Mark, welcome back to the show. We appreciate having you.
Down at Augusta and looking forward to getting this thing kickstarted, getting it off on Thursday.
Well, it should be great. Now, what's the weather report supposed to be?
Tomorrow, not so good. The par three tournament is very much in jeopardy. I know it's a wonderful tradition that the patrons here enjoy. And it's kind of one more day of theater and ceremony and nostalgia before it gets really serious on Thursday. And it'll build to that pressure cooker on the back nine on Sunday. But I don't think it's going to happen. You're looking at this forecast right now, and it's 100% chance of rain tomorrow. They could get as much as 2 inches, thunderstorms in the area. It's not looking good for that par three tournament to happen. The good news is after that, Jason, as of Thursday morning, we should be clear sailing. It's going to be a little cooler than normal Thursday, Friday, because a cold system is going to blow in and kind of move that storm out. That's what's going to bring in the sunshine. But Thursday, Friday, cooler temperature, sunshine, and some winds, 22, 24 mile per hour winds, which could really make Augusta National play quite difficult through the first two rounds.
Now, Mark, I wanted to get to, first of all, your five guys to watch this weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, like it was hard, you know, it was easy putting together that piece just because I really think the favorites are going to play well this week. And there's a lot of great players. You know, I think I led with Phil Mickelson. You know, he just played so well, hasn't won in quite some time since 2013 British Open, but is playing well. He loves this place. He's putting well. He was there, obviously, you know, Rory McIlroy. I think Jason Day is the only player that just because of his personal issues, everything he's been through with his mom recently, and just his mind has not been on golf. So with the exception of Jason Day, quite easy to suggest that, you know, Dustin Johnson and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy are going to be a part of this golf tournament. Obviously, Dustin going for three in a row, Rory trying to complete the career Grand Slam, and Jordan Spieth trying to avenge what happened last year. And this is an unbelievable number, 25 under par in three Masters. It's just off the charts good. And if you're looking for maybe a rookie or dark horse, and the only reason he's a dark horse is because he's a first timer. And we know there's only been one first timer to win in the modern era at Augusta, 79 Fuzzy Zeller. So if he wasn't a first timer, I couldn't call him a dark horse because he's won already this year and he's playing well, but it's John Rahm. But you know, you got to figure that we lost Monday due to tornado-like winds. They had a great day of practice today. Tomorrow's more than likely going to be a washout. It's going to be really hard, even though this class of first-timers are so good. It's going to be tough. They got to get a lot of work done in just one day. So, but, yeah, a lot of the favorites I expect to do well. On the other side, there's some big names to stay away from. Adam Scott, 13 over par in his last three Masters. That's more than likely got to do with nothing other than the anchored putter ban where he had to go back to a traditional putter.
Yeah.
And he has not had a good start to his season. Bubba Watson is the biggest name that jumps out at me. If you and I were having this conversation, 2 years ago and the previous 3 years, you'd have to be crazy to leave Bubba Watson off your team. He won in 2012. He won in 14. He's just manhandled this property at times. But you have to go back 13 months to find a top five finish on the PGA Tour out of Bubba Watson. He's lost in the wilderness. He seems miserable on the golf course. He isn't doing anything well. He's playing with a new golf ball that he can't get used to. I just do not like Bubba Watson's chances this week.
So you don't like Watson. You don't like Scott. Some other big names maybe you'd stay away from this week at Augusta, and why?
Well, just on record, Patrick Reed, a huge performance last year in the Ryder Cup. We all sat around saying, okay, this is a springboard. Patrick Reed's going to be now, soon to be the best player in the world without a major. And in his last 11 starts since that Ryder Cup performance, which was off the charts good, he has one top 10, and he is just falling and falling fast. And he's a guy, you know, 6 months ago, we would have said, watch for Patrick Reed at Augusta. Jimmy Walker, he's the last player to win a major on the PGA Tour back at the PGA Championship. Since then, lost in the Wilderness. So, it's interesting. Some players can use these things as springboards. Some players can use these things to elevate them to greater heights, a feeling of belonging, a feeling of, hey, I can get this done. If I can win here, I can win anywhere. And other guys take it, and it's like, it's almost like they go, okay, well, I got that win, and I'm just gonna be happy with it. Or it's almost like they can't handle that pressure of being called a major champion and the expectations that come with that. And there's both personality types, and maybe Jimmy Walker's that guy who just is not comfortable with that stage.
Mark Zucchino from Golf.com, and of course, also at Augusta for TSN. And you mentioned Reed and Walker. Now, what about some non-big names that are either playing really well that you say, hey, you know what, these could be some dark horses to watch for this week?
Yeah, I really like Paul Casey. Paul Casey played so well near the end of last year. It's just a matter of time before he gets a win. He's always played well at Augusta. Justin Rose, always a great record here. Again, not a Masters winner, but a major winner. More first-timers, again, in Thomas Peters, just the style of his game, the length off the tee. He's not scared of a big stage. He did have the Ryder Cup. I think, Thomas Peters is a guy to keep an eye on. And, I don't want to be too much of a homer, but we got two great young Canadian kids in this one, in Mackenzie Hughes and Adam Hadwin, that are certainly not scared of the spotlight and are playing well. And boy, what a season for Adam Hadwin. You go out, you shoot 59, you follow it up with a win at the Valspar. He's not short by any means of the imagination. And man, has his putter just carried him through so far this year. So very hard to win as a first-timer at Augusta. It's only happened once again in the modern era, but wouldn't be surprised to see these guys at least make it to the weekend and kind of have their name up there. That would certainly not surprise me.
Now, Mark, you mentioned the wind at Augusta. Let's say it's really blowing on Thursday. Are there some good wind players?
Yeah, and there's certainly guys that don't like the wind. Like, my pick this week to win is Rory McIlroy. And, he's a high ball hitter. Jason Day, another high ball hitter. And, Rory, you figure a guy from Northern Ireland would like the wind, but he has a North American game and prefers warm weather and hitting it high and taking dead aim. So, if it gets really windy, it could change the outcome of at least the first two rounds. I don't see that being a factor on Saturday and Sunday, but maybe Thursday, Friday. And maybe you look at guys like a John Rahm, like a Sergio Garcia, maybe guys that can flight their golf ball a little lower, hit it through smaller windows, on lower trajectories. And it could certainly change the complexion of this thing if it howls. Now, again, we don't know. We're here in 22, 24 miles an hour at times. Rory goes late on Thursday. Right now it's looking like the winds are going to be harder in the morning on Thursday as it blows that system out of the area. So maybe Rory gets a good side of the draw here and it's not a factor for him.
Yeah, and that's valid. Now, I don't know if you've dove into it or not, Mark, but does the morning draw on Thursday and afternoon on Friday or vice versa, like, is there a benefit at all historically to going off early or late on day one?
It's not huge here at Augusta because the field's so small and the weather is not as volatile as what you would get at, a British Open or something along those lines. But these things can happen and, they even out over a year, you hope. At least that's what PGA Tour players say. Sometimes you get good draws and sometimes you get bad draws. And over a season, they'll find the middle ground and even themselves out. But not so much here at Augusta. Typically speaking, it's a small field and it's not as big of a deal as what you would find at a British Open or something along those lines, or even a US Open for that matter, because of the size of the field. But we could see a bit of that on Thursday. I just don't think it's going to be the story that maybe people are looking for, though.
Now, Rory could become only the fifth player to have the career slam if he can do it. And he's talked openly about how he just wouldn't feel completed as a golfer if he can't win the Masters. He's by far old by any stretch of the imagination. So he has many more years at it. But, you know, and you look at guys, and it seems that because he won the other one so early now, that every year that's going to be the same focus on him.
Yeah, it becomes, you know, the elephant in the room. And as the years go on, and you can ask Phil Mickelson this question, as those years go on, that story gets bigger and the weight of carrying that with you gets bigger. And it becomes such the focal point of your season that it almost becomes too big and too important. And, you know, it becomes a hindrance. It gets in the way. Mickelson coming so many times so close at the U.S. Open, 6 seconds there. Well, you know, Rory's, you know, he's come close here too. And every year, and now he's verbalizing it. If, you know, when the questions are asked, he's very transparent. He's very honest that he needs this one. And his career will certainly not be complete in his mind unless he has eventually a green jacket. Now, you know, Rory's still a young man and has many, many years to go. But I don't think Rory wants to wait too much longer. I don't think Rory wants to be out, you know, 10 years from now in his, you know, mid to late 30s. Asking questions about when he's going to win his Masters. You know, it just, again, it becomes too big at that point. So it's got to happen. It's going to happen sooner or later. And who knows, maybe it's this week.
Well, Mark, enjoy Augusta, enjoy the weather, enjoy the great food and the new media press gallery. I hear it's quite spectacular.
Yes, it's off the charts. I have not been up there myself yet. I've been hanging out in the TV compound and walking around the golf course and you know, staying on the grounds. But the media center, my colleagues down here, Mr. Weeks and James Duffy and Brad Fritch, they were up there. They checked it out. They said it's absolutely huge, and it's off the charts spectacular as well. But, you know, that's Augusta, right? Everything over the top. It's perfect down here.
And one last one. Mike Weir, I think, did a practice round with the two young Canadians. Do you have a chance to talk to him yet about that and what he expects from those two?
Yes. He played with Adam Hadwin and Mackenzie Hughes this morning around 10 o'clock. And then he spoke to us afterwards. You know, it was a great day. You know, a day of class, I guess. What a great day for Adam Hadwin and Mackenzie Hughes to be able to go around that golf course with Mike Weir and you know, get a piece of that knowledge and maybe a little inside information on what to watch for and if the wind does this or if the greens, you know, are working like this or this pin location, you know, to get that much crunched in on a Tuesday when, you know, you need to learn as much as you can before that ball goes into the ground Thursday. That's just, you know, you can't put a price tag on those 4 hours out there, 5 hours out there that they spent together. And, you know, Mike seems optimistic as well. He was part of our television broadcast team last year. This year, he wants to concentrate on playing, and there's a reason for that. He feels good. He feels like, you know, maybe he's hitting it well enough to compete down here, and he wants to focus on golf. So let's see. It's going to be interesting. It's been a long, long time since we've had three Canadians in the field at Augusta, so it should be fun for Canadian golf fans. It would be great if all three of them got to the weekend.
That would be fantastic. Mark, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks. Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Jason. Take care.